Hello, everyone. It is back at it again. We're back at it. I haven't made one of these in a quick couple bit because a cat showed up and made my nose all stuffed. So I was not sounding good whatsoever. But you know who's here as well? Marcus is here. He's here to talk all about the sports.
Yo, yo, yo!
The sports.
Luke got a cat. The cat sucks, and Luke is sneezing up a storm. So it's hell in paradise.
I would not call this home paradise, but it's been an event for sure.
A trending topic in the world. Luke has gotten an animal after a master discussion with the parents.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't believe I support the whole existence of the cat. Also, it's spring break for me, so I might make a podcast or two. Marcus, what's been happening over in your area? What's been popping off?
Well, Luke, before we hop into the sports area, I was at a friend's party a couple days ago.
Ooh,
a pool party. We played basketball. Social distance was included and masks were on. Please take caution still with the COVID-19 still in the area. But also, Luke, we have been in discussion of getting a dog.
A dog, woof. Yep.
Yeah, a big boy. We're going to have big boys on the roof. And this is my last week of school before spring break. So
it's unfortunate that my spring breaks are not lined up.
Yeah, we were supposed to meet up, but no.
Not it cannot happen. Maybe the weekend, but probably not. Because
that actually could be possible because I'm at my dad's house this weekend, so that could be a possible outcome.
Oh, yes.
But besides that, Luke, okay, so the MLB started. I have some questions for Luke. First, he's going to give us an update on how opening day went, how the league's been rolling, as it's a trending sport in the world right now. Luke,
baseball. Let's get into
spring.
It.
Spring. Baseball's here. How have you been feeling about this new 2021 season?
Baseball's been a fun time. Baseball's been fun. I've been looking forward to this for months now, having to sit around. I wouldn't say that watching hockey's been bad. It just isn't baseball, you know? Hockey, I've tried to learn about it. Basketball is not really my thing. Marcus and I, we had the football. We were doing the football, fantasy football podcasts. I was doing the recap ones. Those were fun. But then they had to come to a close in February. Luckily,
yes,
baseball
but they will run back up.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever
it starts. Yeah, we're back at it again. We'll be here. We'll be here. We'll be blessing your ears with our knowledge, you could say. So let's get into the recap of the first series of baseball. Let's get into it real quick. Let's see. Should I get some music for this? Let's get some music. We should. What type of music should be played? Just general. Let's see here. Let's just see here. I'll have to check. We're on the move. We're on the move. We're playing music on the move. Let's see here. What should we play? I know. Let's just get some. Marcus, how about you decide what music will be played? What's the music I'll be played today?
Well, Luke, obviously with this new topic, new baseball, I think this should come in. Hold on. It's our special song. It's gonna come in. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, YouTube ad, oh no, we ran into a roadblock, just give it a second, but Luke, have you been,
let's just play Take Me Out to the Ball Game, that's it.
No, we're not playing Take Me Out, I'm playing a song right now.
Uh-oh. Oh! Okay, let's get into it real quick. Giants lose 2 out of 3 to the Mariners. Oh, where's the music? What is this?
Oh, we're gonna get the
we're,
music.
We're getting the music playing.
Oh, build up.
Let's get into it. Okay, Giants, they lose 2 out of 3 to the Mariners. They lose on the walk-off opening day. No good. Sad, everybody. Blue Jays, they take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. Yankees suck. Blue Jays beating it up. Dodgers win 3 out of 4 against Colorado. I don't know if you saw this, but it's been popping off. That was a crazy series. Dodgers probably going to win the World Series again. Padres off to a hot start with 3 out of 4 against Arizona. They were beautiful. Padres, Fernando Tatis, 14-year contract in the offseason. He's back at it again. Hit a home run yesterday. Phillies sweep the Braves. Then the Braves, they're trash. They score 3 runs in the entire series. I guess the Phillies are good. Marlins, they lose 2 out of 3 to the Rays. Marlins aren't so good anymore as everybody thought last year. Rays, they're maybe good. Mets and Nationals, they're coroned out. They're postponed. Nationals got a bunch of corona. Silly Nationals. Cubs, they win 2 out of 3 versus the bad Pirates. That's not anything that anybody cares about. Reds win 2 out of 3 versus the Cardinals in a chippy series that included a benches-clearing little scuffle thing. I don't know if we're allowed to play all this music because we might get copyright restricted, but whatever. Just continue, Marcus. Brewers lose 2 out of 3 to the Twins. Twins, they're good. Brewers, they're in the middle. They're kind of giving the same vibe as the Giants. Orioles sweep the Red Sox. What's going on? The Orioles are beautiful. Red Sox are now 0-3 for the first time since 1948 to start a season. Tigers win 2 out of 3 versus the Indians. Indians, I'm not sure how to feel about them. They lost Francisco Lindor in the offseason. The Mets signed him to a 10-year contract extension on opening day. Tigers, they're good, some maybe. Royals beat the Rangers 2 out of 3. Rangers are now playing in Texas today. They have a whole stadium that's filled up with fans. Corona party, woohoo! High-scoring series. Angels beat the White Sox 3 out of 4. Shohei Ohtani in Sunday Night Baseball. He hit a home run and he pitched. Hit second and hit a home run. That's crazy. Angels are good. And finally, the Astros sweep the Oakland A's in a 4-game series. That is your baseball. Thank you, Marcus, for the nice music.
So, Luke, with all that baseball recap, tell me, which one series, the first series of the MLB season, has surprised you the most, and why?
I would have to say that the Orioles getting swept, or the Orioles sweeping the Red Sox, because the Orioles, I heard people saying that they might lose 120 games.
Yeah, they won 11-3 yesterday.
They're wild all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on. The Red Sox, they are, I don't know if they're supposed to be good or bad. They give off the same vibe as the Giants and the Brewers. They're kind of all in that same little swamp where they're half good, half bad. So the Orioles, I was very surprised about this. I was expecting the Red Sox to at least come out and put their big boy pants on, especially against a division rival like the Orioles. And then also a second one was the Phillies sweeping the Braves. Braves were in the NLCS last year, one win away from getting to the World Series, and you're getting swept by the Phillies? So that's the excitement that happened over the weekend. There's more
now,
baseball.
Now, Luke, tell me, which player on the Giants, as we are a local Bay Area
baseball
sports podcast, which one player on the Giants have surprised you the most this season, and who do you think will be the most rising leader this year?
I think that the most surprising player for me has been Buster Posey. And you might say,
baseball daddy hitting up all the home runs.
Yeah, he hit 2 home runs in his first series back. Back-to-back games. He sat out all last season. He sat out because of the corona, like the wise man that he is. Then he comes out in his first at-bat since 2019. He hits a home run against the Seattle Mariners. Wow, Buster Posey. And then for the rest of the season, I know that my favorite player is Wilmer Flores, big boy hitter, but I think that'll be someone on the pitching side. I think Kevin Gausman's going to be someone that you should keep an eye on. He could be a dark horse Cy Young candidate. So
Luke with the big announcements here. Ooh. And Luke, did you cover the guys playing today? The Twins are absolutely annihilating the Tigers 15-1.
Oh my goodness.
The bottom of the 7th.
Jeez, let's have a look. Should we have a pop in? I don't think I'm allowed to play
live feed. Just put in the live feed.
Let's just take a look at the game day. How did this happen? What was there, like a big inning or something? Oh yeah, Twins score 5 in the second, then 5 again in the fifth. Jesus, there. That's. Jose Ureña, 3 innings, 6 runs. I mean, no one really had a terrible inning, but just that for the Tigers, just that they just have been bad all around. So put it together, Tigers. They just beat the Indians. That just gave them all this love, and then now they go out and they're losing 15-1. That's not getting any good love from the Rain Delay podcast. That's not very nice of them.
Yes. So Luke, one more question. After seeing this first series, obviously there's not much to cover. There's enough, but there's not too much because there's only been one series. So the question is, who's going to be your dark horse team of the year after seeing all the series?
I think that it's going to be the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. If Shohei Ohtani, the Angels are stacked. Even Marcus knows who Mike Trout is.
Yes, everybody knows who Mike Trout is. Fun fact, I've seen him.
Oh, I've technically seen him too. I went to an A's game one time and he was playing center field. He didn't say anything. I was just in his presence one time. And then also the Angels, they're pretty stacked. If Shohei Ohtani can hit home runs and pitch, that'll be beautiful. They have Anthony Rendon. They're a stacked team, just that they've never really put it together ever. They haven't made the playoffs since 2014. So with that, beating 3 out of 4 versus the White Sox, that's a nice start. So maybe they can do something later in the season, get into the playoffs, make some noise. So that's your baseball. Let's get into some maybe some more sports that both Marcus and I keep a close eye on. Football.
Yes, the football. So wait, before we get into football, but speaking of the A's, Luke has worn A's hat too, an Angels hat.
Oh yeah. Oh, we need to talk about how I was assaulted.
The A's mascot,
the elephant guy,
came up to us. I was wearing Luke's Mariners hat he let me borrow. Then the mascot came up to us, and Luke's little brother was there who was wearing an A's hat. He took both of our hats off, threw it, and we were on the Jumbotron, and everybody booed. And then he grabbed the little brother's hat, and everyone, all the drunk old ladies in the back were flying, spewing beer. It was a crazy experience, but we shall move into the NFL. A lot of transactions have happened. We had a transaction episode a couple weeks back.
There's been much that happened since then, actually.
Juju got re-signed for 1 year. Yeah. T.Y. got re-signed. Not much, but one big thing happened.
Oh, yeah, Kenny Golladay. That was nice.
Kenny G. He is going to the Giants. Big blockbuster deal. Kenny G is going to be... Yeah, 4 years, $82 million?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly, $82 million, about 19 guaranteed per year. That is a big one. Kenny Golladay, I'm in love with him. Making money. I love him more than anything in the world, Kenny Golladay. So, with that, we also signed Adoree Jackson.
Oh, cornerback, formerly of the Tennessee Titans. Yeah,
the cornerback, one of the young ones who was growing up in the league, Adoree Jackson. He has had a blockbuster year for the Titans as he got released, then got signed for $26.5 million and 13 guaranteed for the Giants. And yes, he will be at the Giants this coming year. So there's some big deals. Speaking of which, today, Luke, tell us about the white boy of the year, Sam Darnold.
Oh, big move. And I don't know, this came across with the news app. So that usually means that even the people that listen to this podcast who might not be as technologically sound as us, I don't know if we're busy flexing on them, if that gives off the vibe. But Sam Darnold, Jets quarterback, he gets traded to your Carolina Panthers for a 2021 sixth round pick this year and a 2022 second round and fourth round pick, formerly of the Panthers. They're now heading to the Jets. So the Jets, they obviously now need a quarterback. So Marcus, who do you think that the Jets will grab up in to be their quarterback for next season? Do you think Bridgewater's out there, Alex Smith, or yes. draft?
Well, honestly, Luke, with the NFL draft coming on Thursday, April 29th, the Jets were obviously locking in on one of the high quarterbacks. There was that one guy. Who's the one guy who plays for the white guy? I forget his name.
Trevor Lawrence?
No, the other one.
Zach Wilson,
yes.
BYU.
With the Jets having those three top quarterbacks and the Niners at three, there's going to be a big quarterback blow off right at the beginning of the draft. So I think the Jets are just going to lock in with either Zach Wilson or Justin Fields, it doesn't really depend on the Niners, but it's depending on which the Jets will go to. And my guess will be Zach Wilson, because Zach Wilson seems like more of a fit for the Jets.
Yeah, I think Justin Fields.
Niners will go Fields. Yeah,
maybe. Or even Trey Lance. That could possibly.
Yeah, but I feel like at that point, if Justin Fields or Zach Wilson's on the board, you can't let him fall.
Yeah, if both of them are out there. But even if there's still free agents out there. Mm-hmm. Matt Barkley, favorite white boy, he's out there. Alex Smith, he had a comeback player of the year season.
There's a lot of good quarterbacks right there, but Alex Smith is only a one-year dependable player.
Yeah.
And if you sign Alex Smith, then you gave him all that money, all the dollars, then you're going to feel kind of depending on him because you paid all of that money and you got a young quarterback.
Yeah.
So I'm saying the Jets are going to surprise us with Zach Wilson and they'll lock in with him. No other quarterbacks. Yeah. That is my guess.
Because obviously Trevor Lawrence is going to the Jaguars.
Yeah, that's obviously, kinda, everybody already knows that. You know, everybody already talked about this stuff. And yeah, I think just Zach Wilson is going to the Jets. But not many recent free agent signings have happened. But
Colt McCoy goes to the Cardinals.
Yes, Colt McCoy, the ex-Giant who led the Giants to win against Seahawks last year.
Oh, yeah. That was a big win.
Colt McCoy, that's a good move to Arizona. You know, Kyler Murray, with all the running, he's going to be very injury-prone.
Yeah, he has to back up Calamari.
Yeah, so Colt McCoy's going to be there. So there you go. The NFL draft is going to be in a couple weeks. Not much has happened. We could be doing another NFL signing with all the ones we missed.
Oh, yes.
But besides that, it's the off season. All the NFL players are getting ready for the draft. And with the draft, we could do a review.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. We will now move on to the March Madness. Luke, give us a little revision on how Gonzaga and Baylor got into this big final buildup to the championship.
Well, yeah, if you haven't seen this already, but there was a big play in the Gonzaga-UCLA game, Final Four. Jalen Suggs pulls up from almost half court to hit the game-winning three. Gonzaga beats UCLA. UCLA was the 11th seed. They got in from that 11-6 game at like the way at the start. So Gonzaga, they started beating it up. And then UCLA did the same. Gonzaga was the 1 seed. They're the only undefeated team left. Championship game is tonight at 6:20. With Gonzaga versus Baylor, I predicted Baylor in the championship game. I have Baylor winning the game as well. So that you heard that here actually on this podcast because I did my March Madness bracket whole thing on an episode a couple weeks ago. Then also, the women's basketball, Stanford's women's basketball from the Bay Area, give them a shout out. Good job. They win a championship. Is that like their third or fourth all time? I don't really keep track of basketball, and maybe I should keep an eye on this, but I don't really keep track of women's basketball either. So
oh yes, I actually want to check in on the women's basketball, the women's March Madness. I was watching their championship at a taco place I went with the grandma at Stanford. Oh yes, Stanford won in the Final Four against South Carolina.
And then they go on to win against Arizona.
Yeah, and then they won by Arizona by 1 point. So go Stanford, the local college next to me and Luke. That was a big one.
Well, actually, there's a local college next to my house. We won't go into too much detail.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Because I'm not trying to give away where I live.
I'm looking to go to college when I'm older. But, Luke, I just want to go into this, all the upsets that have been happening in this March Madness. Like, UCLA, like, even from the first round, UCLA has been the upsetter. They upset BYU, then they upset Alabama, and then they upset Michigan, the 1 seed. So they have been the underdogs of the year. If you place money on them, gosh, you really cashed out.
That's and
then,
dollars.
Then you had the ACU beating Texas by 1 point from the first round.
That was wild. That feels like that was so long ago. Abilene Christian, wow.
Yes, and then my underdogs, Oregon.
That's who I had in their first game got canceled, didn't it?
Yes, and then they beat Oklahoma.
Oh my goodness.
And then beat Loya Illinois College. I don't know which one is that. Well, I don't want to get too into this, but I was just saying it's been a year full of surprises, and I'm surprised UCLA put up a fight. Jalen Suggs, the freshman guard, absolutely showed them why Gonzaga is one of the best college basketball teams in America.
And he's now probably going to be in the NBA draft.
Yeah, he's probably going to be in the NBA draft.
And speaking of the NBA, ooh, transition.
Ooh,
wow.
Transition.
Marcus.
Baylor and Gonzaga play tonight at 6:20.
Yes.
A lot of NBA, and Luke's going to be interviewing me about the NBA as this is one of our last topics. Luke, so a lot have happened. D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell, I just got this 10 seconds ago, is returning to the Kings.
Oh.
After 26 games due to a knee procedure, he is going to be in the starting lineup tonight against the Kings.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
So this is going to be that's big news. That's headliner.
We're breaking news here.
Who came in a blockbuster trade to the Timberwolves from last year. He's going to be finally getting to play in these final remaining years. And you know, if they end up being a top four team and not a top three worst team, then the Warriors will get a top three pick in the draft.
Let's see here. Let's have a look. What is the... And then also, Drew Holiday signed a
Yeah, Drew
four-year,
Holiday.
$160
wow, that was
million
a really
dollar
big
extension.
one. Four-year, $160 million extension. He has had an amazing year. I don't know if he's worth all that money, though. That's a lot of money. $160 million. He's one of the highest paid players in the NBA right now. But they obviously need him if they want to be a contending team. Someone to back up Giannis. Someone to be a shooter. Someone to be a driver alongside Giannis. So I love that deal. And speaking of trash after moving away from the Timberwolves, the Warriors lost 7 of the last 8 after Curry had a terrible tailbone injury, Draymond with a finger injury, and then just Oubre falling apart and Wiggins being the only gem in that team. So with that big loss by 53 to Toronto on Friday,
oh my goodness,
they also lost last night, which was a very devastating loss, 111 to 117 to the Hawks. And that is just reasons why they could not be able to fall. This is going to be the downfall and why they could not be in the playoffs. So that kind of wraps up the whole Warriors. But Utah and Phoenix have had a surprising year this year. Utah is one of the hottest teams. They are the hottest team in the Western Conference, 38 and 11. They are just on fire. They've won 9 of their last 10 games. And Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert duo,
Gobert,
explosive. One of the best in the leagues. And speaking of explosive, Phoenix, Devin Booker getting Chris Paul. Something worked in that losing team, in that upset team from last year when they got surprised in the bubble. They are now showing why they need to get revenge. This is their revenge season, and I think they're going to be an amazing team in the playoffs.
Yeah, they have a better record than the Los Angeles Lakers and the Los Angeles Clippers.
Exactly. Devin Booker's shown why he should have been a lock-in All-Star.
Yeah, instead after of he just missed like, the All-Star game last, after he wasn't an All-Star pick. That's kind of tough.
Yes. So, and speaking of the top teams, Philadelphia still up there with Joel Embiid facing terrible injuries. They're tied with Brooklyn, and Brooklyn, they've been the strong team. LaMarcus Aldridge, Blake Griffin, Durant, Kyrie, Harden. It's kind of surprising they aren't the best team in the East. So I'm expecting more, and we'll see more. So this playoff should be exciting as the season is nearing close, but not close to an end. And the Lakers, after getting Andre Drummond, they faced a downfall as LeBron James faced a high ankle
Taco
sprain.
Tuesday.
Yes, he's out for 5 to 6 weeks, I presume. And Andre Drummond, a toe injury, he's going to be out for more couple weeks. So that is just the downfall of the West while the East are popping up with the 76ers and Nets. So, Luke, do you have any questions for me about this whole NBA, we could say outrage, all the teams blowing up right now? Luke.
I think that my first question is, do you think that the current standings with the 76ers and the Nets, for one thing, who do you think is going to come out on top? And then for another thing, do you think that that anything else will change? Will the standings change? Do you have an opinion on who will be in the playoffs? Give your playoff predictions. That's another thing.
Okay, well, first with the Eastern Conference, Philadelphia being on top is a very big surprise because Brooklyn has the most lethal starting five in the NBA, in my opinion. But with this, I think with Joel Embiid being out for pretty much all this week and them being 6-4 the last 10 games, I think there will be a little slight decrease in winning for them. And I think they will end up being either second or third in the East. But Brooklyn, I think they're going to, once all their players are healthy again, they're going to just take off and be the first in the Eastern Conference. But any change in the Eastern Conference, I'm really liking how the standings are in the Eastern Conference right now as the last seed, which is Boston. It's like 3 games up from Indiana, which is the 9th seed. So personally saying, I don't think anything will happen with any teams hopping on front. But I think Charlotte will go down and maybe Indiana will go up after LaMelo Ball's injury and all the their team kind of slight decreasing. But I think besides that, maybe Indiana jumping Charlotte, nothing will happen in the Eastern Conference. Yeah. With the Western, however.
Oh.
With the LA Lakers absolutely like decreasing, going down 4 of 6 in their last 10 games, I think they might slip down to maybe the 6th or 7th seed with LeBron out, AD I think he's still out, and Andre Drummond out. So with that, the Warriors, speaking of bad teams, the Warriors the 10th seed behind two very strong teams, San Antonio and Memphis. I think if Curry will be able to get back to his 100%, Uber will get back into it, and Draymond fixing his finger, I think they can squeeze up to the 8th or 7th, and Memphis will get out of the playoffs. And with that, I think we have our playoffs set, besides maybe the Warriors jumping Memphis, San Antonio squeezing in there for another team, maybe Dallas. Yeah. I think we would have ourselves a playoff, and I think it would be one of the best playoffs we've seen in a while.
Who do you think is going to win the finals?
The finals, that is really early to predict, but I think it'll come out to Brooklyn vs. Utah versus Utah. Brooklyn vs. Utah or Philadelphia versus Utah. And there will be some underdog teams, Milwaukee in the East Conference, LA, who's been on a hot roll, 7-3, and Denver, 8-2, Jamal Murray sparking. I just finally will think I have locked in with Utah on top in the West and Philadelphia on top in the East, or Brooklyn on top of the East.
Very good.
So with that, I think the finals winner will be Brooklyn. If they don't win, it shows that all the money, all the dollars they spent was a waste.
Yeah, that's a waste of cash.
Yes, we have it. And is there any more questions before we move on to our final topic?
Final question is, do you think that if the Warriors do get into the playoffs, do you think that they are going to be able to do what they did for in like the mid-2010s when they were making the playoffs and making it to the finals? Do you think that they'll be able to do that, or do you think they'll just be knocked out? Because I think that they won't, because I just think that there are too many better teams in the Western Conference that can just beat them up, because the Warriors, they have not shown they're able to be consistent. Their record's like exactly at 500 right now.
Well, Luke, here's the thing. They're actually at 460, which is even worse.
Oh, my goodness.
They from the high-scoring team, they're supposed to be. They're 15th in the league.
Oh, my goodness.
Their field goal percentage is 18th. Three-point is only 15th. I just don't think this year's their year, and especially with the rebounds. They've been lacking the rebounds, 25th. With James Wiseman being young, all the injuries happening, Kelly Oubre not playing as he was supposed to after that big deal coming to the Warriors, I just don't think this is their year. And even if they get in, I don't think they would get past the first round. I think they would have to go, if they squeeze in the 8th seed, they would have to play a strong team like Utah. And I just think with Curry facing his tailbone injury, it's just too much to handle this year.
Oh, my God. Where did he go?
Warriors will end up losing this year.
Oh, yes.
It's tough to say, but who, Curry?
Oh, no. Your audio just went out for a quick second there, and then you came back in.
Oh, well, yes. Well, Curry, I said, had a tailbone injury. I'm not sure this is going to be their year. He's fighting for their life. Their centers are weak, and their players aren't playing well. So, Luke, I think that will wrap up the NBA recap, and we'll move into my favorite part of the podcast, the Sharks update!
Sharks! Sharks! Sharks!
They have been on a roll lately.
Beating up 4 in a row!
4 in a row, and they play tomorrow. A big game at 7:30. If they win, they could possibly move up into the playoff seats.
They play the trash Anaheim Ducks.
The trash Ducks. And if they win and Arizona loses, I think we will see a new team in the West playoff
because
seed.
But it's tight. The Sharks and the Blues, tight. They're tied up for fifth. They're one spot behind. They're 3 points behind Arizona.
For their life.
Arizona plays tonight against the Los Angeles Kings, but even the Kings, they're 4 points behind the Sharks. So if the Kings beat the Coyotes, then the Kings are right there. So that's an intense situation in the last couple months of the season.
Yeah, and especially with a lot of players heating up. Couture has been amazing. Hurdle the Turtle has been
even
on
Evander
fire.
Kane has been pulling up.
Yeah, Evander Kane, he was supposed to be pulling up either way, Luke.
Oh yeah.
But I love this team we've been seeing. They won 3-2 against the Kings just a couple nights back with Evander Kane scoring a goal and Kevin LeBlanc scoring a goal.
Martin Jones has been beating it up too. Yeah, he got
Martin
that shutout
Jones
against the
and
against the Kings.
Dylan Gambrill, oh my gosh.
Got the game winner. He had the game winner against the Kings. That was a big play.
He's been on the roll. The roll. I love that guy. But besides that, Dubrovnik, And Jones, I love that little duo we've been having. We've been
Yeah.
struggling with either one goal. I think Dubrincic, the problem with him was he's been missing a lot of those close combat type shots. But I've been loving this team. They've been more aggressive. They've been pushing the puck down the you know, ice, down
Yeah.
wherever you call it, the court. No, but we don't know much about hockey, but we've been watching a lot about the Sharks this year, and it's been amazing to see that this league is finally heating up.
Yeah,
In this final stretch of the
even the
season.
goals that Martin Jones have been allowing lately, they haven't really been his fault. Like, they've been either just like breakaways, like one on one, which is understandable because you're
Or
obviously not
slip
the.
bys.
Yeah, or just like there's like five guys in front of him and he can't see. There's never just like any that are just like shot like right at him or like open space and then he just like drops it or just goes right past him or whatever.
Yes.
So he's been playing beautifully lately. Even Devan Dubnyk, who's kind of the backup, he got a bunch of starts for a quick bit early March, but ever since then he's been kind of pretty rarely playing because Martin Jones has been beautiful for the last month. And Marcus, would you like to give any shout outs to any
Shout
favorite
out
Sharks
to
players?
Jeff Veal. Was he the man who he, in his debut,
Got into a fight?
he was gotten into a fight and almost knocked the man out. The refs had to come and pull him away
Yeah, to
because how
pull him
mad it
off.
was. He had to pull him off. And then also shout out to the boy Radim Šimek. He has been on a heat, on a roll. And not
Defenseman
a
in the.
shout out to the Sharks' most hated player, Curtis Gabriel, the trash man who loses all the fights and makes the Shark looks terrible.
And also here's some facts right here. The Coyotes, they're up in a tough stretch. They in the next 2 weeks until next Saturday, the Coyotes have to play against Vegas twice, Colorado once, Minnesota twice, and then St. Louis once. All those teams are either in the playoffs or with St. Louis, they're right there. Vegas is the best team in the West. Colorado's number two. Minnesota's number three. And St. Louis is number five, but St. Louis is right on the Coyotes' tail.
Yeah,
So,
so cook the
Coyotes, look out,
Coyotes.
look out, look
If
out.
they don't win tonight, the Sharks might jump them tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the Blues, after being on a 6-game losing streak, they I think that's going to continue tonight as they face one of the best teams in the NHL. And the Sharks 4-game winning streak.
Let's go.
Remember
Let's
that,
keep it
guys.
going.
We're
Let's keep it
looking
going. Let's keep it going.
for 5 tomorrow against this trash team. Go Sharks. I think this will wrap up the
Let's
podcast.
go. Toodles.
Toodles.
Bye-bye. Have a good day, everyone out there. Sleep well. Sleep well.
Kisses.
Toodles.
Looking at you while you sleep.
Oh, that's not how we wanted to end that. Toodles.